Welcome to Final Standings, a show where we play fun games with random different categories.
Here are your hosts, Brady Mock,
Justin Beanstalk,
and Luke Loisel.
Today, we will be playing the 100 game once again to reveal our category, and then we will be discussing the category, and then we will be making a tier list of our secret category. Luke and Brady do not know the category, but I do, and we will be playing the 100 game to figure it out. So Luke, Brady, also, forgot to mention, Brady is sick right now, and he is here from home on the phone.
He's still here. Yeah, he's still
that's
out.
Okay.
Thanks
I'm,
for being
I'm
here,
alive.
Brady.
I'm alive.
He's still alive. Get better soon, Brady.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
All
Thank
right.
you.
So, Luke, Brady, discuss what your first guess will be.
Okay, Brady. Do okay. we go? I think we start with inside here. I'm feeling inside today.
Yes, I agree.
That's like, I give it like a 15, like 20.
Okay.
Okay, I think that means it's could be inside.
It could be, but, like, it's not, like, known to, like, for, like, because it's inside, you know?
Yeah.
And it could be outside, too, like, you never know.
How about fun? What do you think about fun?
Yeah, fun.
People would definitely describe this as fun, so I'd guess, like, I guess a 60. 60, yeah.
So from the way he said describe this, I think it's something you do.
Yeah, it could be. So,
it could be a game, or it could be a sport, or it could be just anything you do at the dinner table. I don't know.
Yeah, it could be it could even be a thing that's just fun, you know?
What do you want to do next?
I don't know. 60 on fun.
Do you want to do sport?
Yeah, let's go sports.
Sports are definitely also a part of this thing. So I'd also give that, it's a pretty big part. I'd give it, a 70, like 60, 60, 68.
Okay, Brady. I think we go. Do you want to try tennis here? How many guesses do we have?
You guys have 4 guesses left.
Yeah.
But I feel like, what was sport again?
70.
70. So, it said but he said this sport is very big for this thing, you know? It's it doesn't sound like it is a sport. I think it's something that has a sport or has sports, you know?
So you're saying maybe a tennis tournament?
Yeah, can I say like friends or something?
Yeah, sure, let's do that.
Friends are also a very big part of this thing, so I'd say give that one a 75, maybe 80.
Ooh. Okay. Well, what are we thinking, Luke?
So, I think it's a sport that you have fun with your friends. I think we might want to try basketball right now because it's a big thing. Because, you know, March Madness is happening right now. I think that's a big event.
That's
Should we try basketball?
Basketball?
Yeah.
Sure.
95, 96. You guys are super
close. Ooh, that's good.
You guys have 2 guesses left.
If we're thinking March Madness, it could be, a school.
Should we put March Madness out there?
Yeah.
March Madness was the guess, and that is today's topic.
Welcome to today's topic of March Madness.
All right, so now we will be discussing our brackets. And, and then after that, we're going to be making a tier list of who we think will take home the gold and win the championship. So, Brady, who do you have winning your bracket?
Okay, so for me, I have Creighton winning. Creighton's a solid team. They're a 3 seed. But I'm going to be honest with you, my bracket has just dropped. It's a 67.3% correctness, and I only have 430 points out of so far, 610.
Well, Brady, I completely feel you. My bracket is also at, 63% right now. Not doing too well, but I have Iowa State winning it all and playing Houston in the final. I don't have UConn getting past the Final 4.
Wow.
So,
that's not a bad guess. You never know. March Madness is, made of upsets.
Exactly.
No upsets, you will never do good.
Mm-hmm.
All right,
Luke,
guys.
What about you?
Over here, we have 98.7%, 500 points, and we're ranked 342K in the entire March Madness brackets on ESPN Tournament Challenge. And two wow. out of leagues, in two out of three of my leagues, I'm in first place. And wow. in one, I'm in second.
Who do you have winning?
Yep, I'm we back have UNC in one of those winning.
UNC?
Yeah, I like UNC, so.
Unk winning it all?
Fun to watch. Fun team. I have Duke in my final two.
Yeah, that's understandable. Yeah, they're playing
that's
well.
Very respectable. Yeah.
Especially
both
with Jared
North
McCain.
Carolina teams, huh?
Yeah.
You like North Carolina?
I guess so.
I'm with Justin here. I have Iowa State in my final two.
I have Iowa State. I'm also with you here, kind of Brady. I have Creighton in the final four. I have them losing yeah. to Houston go to the final. Creighton did beat UConn by 30 the last time they
I know.
Played. So, yeah. I mean, I feel like that's kind of the smart choice for them to go far.
I know, right?
I think in past years, Duke has been really high-seeded. Yep. And this year, they dropped to a four. But they've always been, like, a solid team. They don't win, but they get far in the brackets. They're a great team historically.
Yeah.
So, I have them farther than expected.
And that's completely understandable, Luke.
Yeah, it is. I kind of made a mistake in my Final Four.
Mm-hmm.
I had Florida going to the Final Four. Tried to do something different.
I have Florida going to the Elite Eight.
That's tough.
Tried to do something different, and they lost first round to
Colorado.
10 seed Colorado.
They lost on a game winner, which is really upsetting. But
very disappointing for me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Also, Duke, they're looking so good. They beat who did they play yesterday? They
James
beat them by like
Madison.
40.
James Madison.
Yeah.
They crushed it. 93 points. I think that's one of the highest scoring. Besides, I have Purdue losing early because they totally messed up my bracket last year.
Really?
And I have them losing to Gonzaga second round.
I do too. Gonzaga looks so good against Kansas. They absolutely dominated that.
I do.
This
have,
is gonna be such a big game that Gonzaga Purdue.
Yeah,
game.
I know. Like
and the Creighton Tennessee game.
Yeah.
Yep, that
Who
too.
Who do you guys have?
I have Creighton.
I have Tennessee.
I have Creighton.
Tennessee's been on fire lately, though. Yeah.
Like, I have Tennessee going pretty far. They're in my final four. Actually, no, they're my Elite Eight.
I think I had Tennessee losing, like, really early in, like, the second round. I think I had them losing to Texas.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
They barely won that game, 62-58.
Yep. Oh, that also made me angry. And also the Oakland-Kentucky upset. That was crazy. That ruined everyone's bracket.
Zero perfect brackets left.
Yep.
Zero. What do you guys think about UConn?
UConn, they look fantastic. I completely understand why, like, almost 50% of every single
Everyone
bracket
has them winning.
Has them winning.
Yeah.
I just think that they're going to choke. I mean, I think the lights are going to be too bright. Everyone expects them to win, and that's a lot of pressure. Like, the only person that's going to be able to handle that is, like, LeBron. So, to be honest, I think that they're going to lose, like, maybe in the Elite Eight Final Four. I don't think they're going to make it to the final.
Yeah.
I have UNC over them. I don't know.
Yeah.
I have UNC in my Final Four.
Who do they... Do you have UConn over UNC? Or who?
No, I have Iowa State.
Oh, wow.
I made a very stupid decision, and I thought UNC was going to lose in the second round. I forgot who they were playing, but I picked that upset, and I was completely wrong.
You're confident while you pick it, but then once it happens.
Michigan State, huh?
Yeah, I had them losing to Michigan State, and then Michigan State going to the lead.
They have
Michigan
they're playing
State
Bama
was...
next.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's going to be
Bama's
a good game
gonna,
to watch.
Going to lose that.
I feel like Bama has a chance, but yeah, UNC also is on a roll right now. So, yeah, I think UNC is probably making it really far. They might be able to go. They might go to the final, to be honest.
Yeah, they're just such a solid team.
They're such a great team.
Baylor lost though.
I know that made me angry. So did Auburn and Yale.
I had them going to the Elite Eight.
I had Auburn going to the Sweet 16. But
Where did I have
no way Yale won. I also had Baylor winning.
Oh, yeah, Yale winning was crazy.
Yep.
I know.
Like, that came out of nowhere. I don't think anyone picked that.
Yeah.
Okay, so next, guys, we're going to be making a tier list of the top five basketball schools ever. So I'm going to have to say number one is either Kentucky or Duke.
I was thinking Duke.
Duke or Kentucky. I think we might have to go Duke.
Yeah, I don't know basketball like you guys, but Duke has always been up there, like, as long as I can remember.
Yeah, even when they lost their best coach ever, like, they had the most, like, the best coach ever. Everyone loved them, everyone knew them, but they're still going strong.
Number two, I'm going to have to go Kentucky. They have so many great modern NBA players.
What about
like Devin,
UCLA?
UCLA is also up there. They've had Russell Westbrook, but I really think Kentucky should go too. They have people like Devin Booker. They have Bam Adebayo. They have Karl Anthony Towns. They have so many great players. I think they should go at the two. Like, you can't look at an NBA team and not find a Kentucky player who isn't one of their best players.
Yeah, that's very true.
So
very, very true.
I think we have UNC in the top five, to be honest.
I agree with that. So
yes,
I think
same.
Kentucky at the two. Who did we say at the three? UCLA.
Yeah, UCLA.
They had Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, one of the greatest college players of all time, and they had Russell Westbrook, the triple-doubles leader. So I'm going to have to say UCLA at the three. Do you guys agree with that?
Yeah.
All
right. Where do we have UNC?
UNC? Should they go at the four, maybe the five?
Yeah.
Well, there's not a chance, but...
What about Kansas?
Kansas is Kansas, I think they should go at the four, and then UNC at the five.
Yeah. But UNC does have the most Final Four appearances ever, I think, and then most March Madness wins, and they have pretty much all the winning records for March Madness.
Should UNC go over UCLA? And Kentucky, maybe?
I don't know. UCLA.
If we're just saying
won
who's
seven
better
consecutive
wise,
national
like,
titles.
I think we're saying he's better overall wise. I think it might have to go North Carolina.
Yeah, I think we should move Kentucky down to maybe the three, and then put UNC at the two, maybe even the one.
Yeah.
Wow.
UNC speaks for themselves, you know.
Yeah, they're just a winning school. They just win.
Yeah, for pretty much every single year.
I say we put UNC. You know what? I say we put UNC at the one, Duke at the two, Kentucky at the three, UCLA at the four, and Kansas at the five.
Right. Yes.
And that is the finalized tier list that Luke, Brady, and Justin have made on Final Standings.
Thank you so much for tuning in today.
We'll see you guys next time. Thank you for listening to 88.9 The Bridge.